she's not Edna Mode, she's Eva Means.
Eva Means! That's good.
Our Eva Means
will come to you. Don't try to contact her.
That Eva Means has a good flow to it for a brand name.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Eva Means, yeah. I like that.
But she's very picky about who she works with.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Some people are not entirely sure if she actually exists. It's so random she'll work with them.
You just hear whispers, and some folks will try and brag, but then within like a month, their clothing will fall apart. So you know they've lied.
Yeah. I think Glider's having the moment of, should I have not bought my suit off of eBay?
Yeah. Because you guys are talking about, like, explosion-proof leather and real Kevlar, and I'm like, oh, I sure got this on eBay.
You'll be supplied with something a little bit more sturdier, I'm sure.
Oh, I don't say that out loud, but in my brain, I'm like, it was a certified reseller. Like, they had, like, 1,000 five-star reviews, so, like, that's probably fine. Probably.
Is it kind of like Wish?
And then you have the thought of, wait, no. What if people go there for cosplay?
That's why you got a bunch of... Oh, no.
Yeah. I can read the look on your face. You just have, like, a slightly panicked look. Yeah, no, they'll supply you with something a little bit more sturdy, I'm sure. You'll be fine.
Oh, cool. Great. Yeah, because, I mean, we're going to need... I mean, we're going to be doing so much training. Yeah. We need stuff. Equipment.
Yeah.
Costumes.
Oh, yeah.
I trained without, like, the protective gear, so I would get good at dodging. And at bringing up a brain shield really fast so I don't get hit as hard.
I tend to practice mostly in martial arts gear. So, just cotton.
Do you think we're going to have to do our little masks and stuff while we train? Or are we going to, like, meet each other in civilian stuff?
I don't know.
I feel like that probably depends on the hero.
Yeah.
But they do recommend some amount of caution when entering the building because the Hero Institute's pretty well known. They can't guarantee no one's spying on them as much as they try, so they exercise caution if you don't want your secret identity known. Do not come out of costume.
Yeah, I think we have to wear them, I think, as we walk in, but once we're there, we could probably work out in any workout clothes we want. They want us to, like, train to the best of our abilities.
Yeah.
I would probably still say keep, like, any mask, facial coverings on if needed, depending on the amount of security they have.
Madigan sitting there thinking, I wanted to work on their tech security team, but no.
You gotta be a superhero.
I'm so good at punching, you have.
Why'd I have to be strong? Oh, I could've just been a quiet little nerd. But no. I have to look like a biker chick.
Is that all internal?
I think it was more of like a very quiet grumble under the breath.
Okay, got it. Much like most subtext, Marcus does not catch it.
Yeah.
I'm loudly slurping up the last bobas from my drink, so I can't hear you.
We've all narratively committed to let you have that one.
Yes.
Yeah, the few seconds later you hear the girl working at the counter would come out and she's like restocking.
It's like, really close to us. Strong, like behind us.
Yeah. So like I probably have to head to the roost soon. When I go on patrol later, do you want me to like drop off the med packs? If you're, I mean, we can meet at a place so it's not like your home. I don't want to like spy on your home. That's weird.
Oh yeah, we can drop somewhere to meet. I mean, you know my like area.
Yeah. It's like the other side of town from the Roadster.
You could just drop it off at my place. Marcus already knows where I live.
Yeah.
We've known each other for a while.
Yeah.
we don't communicate that we've known each other for a while. I'm just like, you know where I live.
That's yeah, fine. And I nod, and there's, I don't provide further context. I just go, I can bring it by.
Yeah, and I kind of get this look on my face like, you guys know where each other lives?
Oh, do you want?
No, it's you. I mean, you know where I, you know my area, you know where I work, so like it's fine.
Should I like tape it to like a telephone pole or something, or?
Or under a park bench?
Park benches are good. Whatever works, I'll find it. Also, you can just text me when you have dropped it off.
Oh, that's true.
We have each other's numbers now.
I'd like do a quick thing on my computer. Okay, we each have each other's numbers. There you go. We're good.
Oh, thanks. It's always so. I hate the fumbling of having to pull it out and pass it around. It's like a whole thing.
Always a whole thing. So that's good to have a hacker. Never mind. She just casually hacked into your phone to deposit information.
You did.
We already know who we are to each other, so it's not like the worst. Right. Like, I would not allow it if I didn't trust you to some extent.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I wouldn't do it if I didn't sort of, to an extent, trust you guys too. But also, again, me and Marcus have known each other for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was your next step up from when you were internet friends and then, like, right before you actually met in person.
Yeah. So now I just need. Bethany and I just need it, and then Bethany and Marcus need it.
Yeah.
Just make a group text.
Yeah, I start a little group text, and I change the color scheme to be all, like, red with, like, flames on it. And then I think better of it, and I change it to, like, a night sky.
Still trying to figure out what vibe you want.
Yeah, no, it's a tough one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm gonna go throw myself in a that way direction with my brain.
Yeah, I'm gonna hit the road. I'm gonna zip on home.
Hey, Glider, good job today. And same to you, Scarlet. We did good today.
You guys too.
Yeah, good job, everybody.
I'll see you at school.
See you in the morning.
See you, classmates.
So the camera pans from Glider just spazzing out excited in her bedroom. And we go to... Let's follow Madigan. As you kind of head home, tell us a little bit about like where you live, how do you unwind, what is your normal Monday look like? Because apparently tomorrow is Monday.
Yeah. I live in a one-bedroom apartment downtown above O'Hanlon's. It's one of the local bars downtown. I live in an apartment just above them. The music doesn't bother me. I can sleep through pretty much anything because it can get pretty loud when they have live bands. So I get home, go upstairs, change out of everything, and immediately in my pajamas and go and snuggle my cat. And just grumbles like, ugh, I'm gonna have to go to a new school. No, why? And the cat just meow.
Your cat's just purring and all floofy. Cat's a little offended that you're home so late and you were not there earlier to snuggle them.
Yeah. I snuggle for a few more minutes. Then I get up and I give them an extra helping of some wet food and throw some treats down as well. Fill their water dish.
What is the cat's name?
I'm gonna go with the tried and true Artie. Go with my cutie.
Yay.
Except for he's not the same kind of cat I have. He's just like a little tabby. The brown and the goldy color, bright yellow, green eyes.
Just kind of the cat that decided, hey, I live here now.
Yeah, basically showed up on my window one day and just kind of stuck around. Yeah.
I love when cats adopt people.
Right? Kind of what happened with me and a couple of these cats. But yeah, then I spend like half an hour playing a video game on my computer and I just crash out hard. I'll shower in the morning.
Yeah. You had an unexpectedly active evening.
Oh, yeah. Expected to just like have a drink or two, shake a few hands, wave, post for a few pictures, and get home and be able to play video games for a little longer.
Yeah.
But no, I...
Probably gonna wake up to a med pack on your front porch, because I feel like you probably passed out before Marcus could bring it to you.
It was probably on my windowsill, because I've got, like, on the back of the building, there's, like, the metal stairs going up with, like, a little section where I can climb out my window onto it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I just find it there in the morning. I'm like, okay. I just set it on my counter. I'm fine. I don't need that. I'm a little bruised, but I'm fine.
Artie was just staring at it, meowing, and trying to get to it through the window.
And I put it in a cabinet and closed that cabinet, so Artie cannot get in there.
I will remind you, you were knocked totally unconscious last session.
Yeah, but I'm also very stubborn. A good hot shower does a body good. A nice long hot shower. I always wake up long and early enough that I can take like a good half hour to 45 minute long shower. Plus, I have a lot of hair that needs to get washed.
Also, everything hurts.
Yeah. Pop a few painkillers. Have a quick couple slices of toast and run out the door to work.
Double check there are no, like, bruises or anything so you don't freak out your coworkers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and if there is, I just throw, like, a bandana on that kind of sits just above the brows. But no, I'm good. Nothing on my face. So I'm good. They were all, like, torso bruises.
Yeah, just everywhere else.
Yeah, but I'm usually, work attire for me is just basic blue jeans, plain t-shirt, and like a plaid shirt button up over top. It's pretty casual, because I'm not really people facing a lot of the time, so.
Yeah, and you do good enough work that they don't care.
Exactly. A lot of my calls begin with the classic, have you tried turning it off and on again? And then this goes from there. I'll chat casually with like my coworkers, who are also a bunch of nerds. Much less intimidating than the people would think when they saw me. Much more stereotypical, like IT kind of guys. Like not like that classic movie nerd, but definitely not the kind of guy you'd see running around the streets in like Kevlar leather and a mask on beating people up.
Yeah. These are the IT guys that don't moonlight as a superhero because sometimes mm-hmm. it's easier to punch out your problems with code to then talk it out with a rubber duck.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. They're like the adorable little nerds that you find in high school that kind of grow up to be a little bit cute but still are much more prefer to play video games and D&D.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my day just goes pretty quietly, pretty smoothly for the most part. Get a few angry calls here and there, de-escalate. Some of the crazier calls tend to always come to me because I'm a lot more knowledgeable with the computer stuff, as many people pick up pretty quickly, and as everybody else here knows. Day ends around 5 o'clock, go home, grab my gym stuff, and I usually hit the gym for an hour or so, regardless of how sore I am.
Yeah.
I ain't no little baby. I'm gonna go to that gym.
Might help work some of that soreness out.
Yeah.
And I also feel like at work, most of your coworkers think like there's a opportunity for promotion coming up, and everyone's like, yeah, you should, Madigan should get that.
Yeah. And I kind of want it, kind of don't want it, especially with what's going to be happening that I know is happening in my future, because I know I won't have time for that.
Yeah.
So I just kind of keep my head down, because sometimes they'll just throw you into the job and sometimes they'll have a conversation, so I'm just hoping I never get that conversation. Because I know I'm not going to get out of Hero Academy.
No.
Yeah, no, that's not going to happen.
I will say, you don't have to accept. But
yeah, but then I'd still be hounded by people, and I'd still have that tiny obligation in the back of my head. Be like, well, you should go and help people. Beat up some bad guys. Help the little man. Do your thing. There's always a little niggle at the back of my head that keeps like poking at me. It's like, go do something good. Help people. You can do more than just the computer stuff.
Also, as a hero, you can do more than just beat people up.
Oh, yeah.
There are options.
Absolutely, but she's still, yeah. She's still very much on that little, like, balance between trying to live that normal life with her IT job and video games and just hanging out at the gym, leading her normal life, and going, like, full-blown deep dive, stopping supervillains with all her computer stuff and bringing that down and saving the damsels and princes in distress or whatever comes out.
How do you choose?
She's very much not liking the choices. She wants a normal life, but she also doesn't want to have to, like, know that she can help so many people with both her strength and her intellect and leave that stuff behind because she would feel so guilty.
Just gonna try and keep balancing it as best as she can.
For now, yeah.
DM note, I'm not gonna make that any easier.
I know.
There's literally a thing in the Game Master Guide that says for the Janus, bring their day job stuff to bear, like, bring up that challenge. There will be choices.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yep. It's probably gonna get to a point where even just like my attendance is gonna start being questioned and my position there is gonna be like, well, if you keep up with this, you're not gonna have a job here anymore. And that thought also terrifies me because the company I work for is kinda cool. What was it called? Penguin something?
Zero Penguin Tech.
Yes. Zero Penguin Tech. She actually enjoys it. The CEO is kind of a crazy dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, always has bright green hair.
I was about to say that.
Super excitable. Yeah.
Because of course Zero Day exists in this reality.
There's one everywhere.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, she spends like a good hour and a half at the gym, starts out with like her stretching, which really kind of helps limber up, does a good chunk of cardio and then some weight training, and then finishes off with more cardio, then stretching, quick shower, and back home to the cat.
Yeah, grab the mail on your way.
I definitely grab the mail, hit the mailbox in the front entryway.
Yeah.
Lots of bills and I assume a letter.
You got a couple of bills, general letter from your bank, and then you see a letter from the Hero Institute. Very fancily embossed letter.
I don't want to open it, but I know I have to, because, yeah, it's kind of like the Hogwarts letter, and it'll just keep a coming.
Yeah. Ignoring it will not make it go away.
So I open it, and I read it.
And it's just a letter requesting that you come to the Hero Institute for a meeting at 9 a.m. the following day to meet potential mentors, and additional details will follow with the meeting.
Yep. I look at my cat. Already, this is gonna get really complicated. And I grab a drink from the fridge.
He just snuggles up and then rolls over onto his back and just looks at you like, yep. Pet my belly, even though you know it's trap.
Oh yeah, I don't go for the belly, I go for right here. And he just kind of melts.
Just kind of like flops over sideways and just melts. Just,
oh yeah.
Starts, yep, purring like a chainsaw.
Yeah, I learned that trick long time ago. I have many little scars on my hands.
Yeah.
Because I touched that belly one too many times.
Yeah, you can only, like, give a certain amount of belly rubs before bites. And that number always varies drastically. Yeah. There's one time where you were just setting his petting his belly for a whole hour before nom.
As soon as I sit down, I concoct an email to my manager because I'm like, I got accepted into a class that I'm going to need to take a couple of days off for. It's very last minute. I'm not going to be there for the rest of the week. I apologize if it gets extended. I will let you know and blah, 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 blah. And just send it off to my manager knowing he's not going to see it till the next morning.
Roll plus mundane.
9.
Not bad. Making a note on it. And so we see a panel where you're sending that email. And then you go back to your normal evening snuggling with your cat. And then we pan over to Kid Phoenix. To Marcus.
Oh, before that, I call the bar and be like, can you bring me a beer? And a really big burger. It's been a day.
Sure thing. Meanwhile, at the Hero Institute, we see administrative office that is labeled as belonging to one of the Aegis administrators. There is someone inside who is going through files, seeing to their businessness when they get a call. And the call is from one of the people who work on the tech side. He answers it. Yes, can I help you? The person on the other side responds.
I would really appreciate it if you would stop stealing applicants out of my pile. I was really looking forward to interviewing that one, but somebody had to take it out of the stack.
Man responds. I have my reasons for doing so. Person on the phone replies.
Really? Well, I would love to hear it. Because I would love to know what justifies you stealing one of my best applicants.
The man pauses for a second before replying. You saw the work that she did in the fumigator situation, right?
Yes, I did. That's why I wanted to hire her.
Did you look real close at what it said she was able to do?
Yes, she used her tech skills to protect the program. That's the kind of skills that I'm looking for.
She was able to transfer the program onto her device while it was active. There's a pause before the other person responds.
Oh.
Now you see why I want her on this side of things.
Can I at least get her for a couple classes? Please? I do not want to see those skills go to waste.
Yes, I'll see to it that she gets some time to train with you whenever she's not in her more physical combat training. Normally, I would let you have her entirely, but given the situation and the implications of how she's able to interact with the program, I think we need her out in the field. I think that is going to be a good place for her, even though I know that's not where she wants to be.
I hate to admit it, but you're right. And no, I will not repeat that. If you try and tell anyone I said that, I will deny everything.
I'm gonna deny this conversation ever happened. Now, is there anything else you need me for, or can I get back to my business?
Just make sure you don't forget to let her shadow me for at least a short period of time. I have some things that I really think she could benefit from learning from. And keep in mind, she does have a day job.
Yes, I understand, and I will endeavor to respect that, but you of all people know how difficult that line can be to maintain.
You don't have to tell me twice. Also, next time, please ask before you steal an applicant out of my pile. Stop stealing my people.
And the person hangs up and the man goes back to his business. She'll forgive me eventually. Especially if things work out the way I think they will. Very interested to see Halcyon in action. You have been listening to Queen City Supers, a Graveyard Tapes side story using the game Masks. Masks, A New Generation is a superhero role-playing game in which a team of young heroes fights villains, saves lives, and tries to figure out who they are. Featuring Caitlin as Madigan, aka Scarlet Sentinel, the Janus. Jess as Bethany Bertolucci, aka Glider, the Beacon. Ian as Marcus, aka Kid Phoenix, the Doomed. And Brianna Jean as the Keeper and Producer.